So we've come to Holy Week. This is the holiest week of the entire year for us in the Catholic Church. And one of the reasons the Church has us go through the Passion on this particular Sunday is because it introduces the theme for the entire week, which is the Passion and the Death and Resurrection of Christ. And we're meant as Catholics to spend the entire week with this mystery and to meditate upon it. We have 3 days of Lent left, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday with the Triduum beginning in the evening. Lent ends and we go into the actual days when we once again go through the scriptures of Jesus' crucifixion. But the whole week is intended for us to meditate upon the central mystery of our faith when the Son of God is given up for us. And I'd like to just, there's a lot obviously to unpack there, except I'd like to really encourage you to not simply depart church this morning and then forget about what we've just heard, but spend some time each day taking in this theme that we have just heard from, because it's the whole week we're meant to unpack this. And one of the things I'd like to just do this morning in this brief homily is just to point out one element of this mystery that comes up in the second reading today before the gospel from St. Paul, the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2. And in there, St. Paul is quoting actually from the hymn book of the early church. There's a hymn in there, "Let the attitude be that of Christ that all Catholics enjoy, namely, that Jesus Christ did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at, rather he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men." And it goes on, and that's actually, Paul had just lifted that. That was a hymn from the early church of the first century. And what this hymn, the first verse, talks about is how Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at, but he emptied himself. What does that mean? That he emptied himself. Did he empty himself of his divine nature? Is that what he did? And of course, that's impossible. God became man in Jesus Christ without ceasing to be God. He's both God and man. So the emptying is not simply forsaking his divinity. But what it is, rather, is he's forsaken the prerogatives of God. If we go back to the law of Moses, the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. The second commandment is keep holy the name of the Lord. And the third commandment is keep holy the Sabbath, because God has worship due to him. And that means we owe God worship simply because he's God. I mean, it's something similar with you and I. We are God's image in creation, and because of that fact alone, I owe you honor, reverence, and respect, because you're his image. And I owe you that not because you've been nice to me, not because you've flattered me or fanned my ego, not because you buy me presents, but simply because I am an image of God in creation. I owe you honor, reverence, and respect. And of course, Jesus wants to take us beyond the law to not only honor, reverence, and respect you, but to actually love you in his great commandment to love one another as I have loved you. And that's because you're God's image. Well, it's similar with God. Just because he's God, we owe him worship, and that's a commandment. It's not a suggestion. Well, what this Philippians hymn, this first hymn of the young church, is teaching us is that Jesus didn't deem equality with God to be grasped at, but he emptied himself and permitted us the freedom to do with him whatever we wanted. That's what he did. He emptied himself of the prerogatives that were due to him: worship, honor his name, adore him, love him, and allowed us to have our way with him in such a way that when that happened, this is what resulted. The hour came, and the Father permitted us the freedom to do whatever we wanted with his Son. But even that had some limits. He wouldn't permit us to break one of his bones. And you say, wow, what's that about? And what it's about is God wanted to place our relationship with him on the foundation of freedom instead of pure duty and justice. Justice will get you on a bad day, it'll get you through the doors of the church, but what he's working for and what he wants of us is that we learn to love him in our freedom. And this is what Jesus, in not grasping at what is due to him in God, as God, letting go of that and permitting us the freedom to do with him whatever we wanted, such that this is what results, a whole new possibility becomes real for us when he in the resurrection defeats all the evil we threw at him and then bestows upon us the Holy Spirit so that we will respond to him in a new way. And that way is love in our freedom. Our freedom. Jesus frees us not so that then we'll become free to indulge evil once again. The risk he took in giving us this freedom is that we might even turn to him in love, because that's all he wants of us, is our love. And you can't come up to someone and say, you will love me. It doesn't work. Jesus, God the Father, all they want is our love. And there's something fatally flawed with the human condition when a loving God receives this. And it is sin. This is what sin does to our relationship with God. We see it played out for us. It's not very flattering to the human condition, which is fallen. This is what the church means by a fallen human nature. We are not so good when it comes to love. But he is attempting to heal us so that we fare better at that, beginning with himself. And we, in our freedom, learn to love him rather than hate him, ignore him. Because when we hate and ignore and despise God, we also mistreat his image in creation. And we start bullying each other, and we start maiming each other and using each other. I don't care about you. What matters is me. And if I have to walk over you to get there, so be it. So we need to awaken to what Jesus is doing here on the cross. He's attempting to refashion a new response in you and me so that we will learn to love God and in loving Him, learn to love His image in creation, which is each one of us. And that's the revolution, brothers and sisters, of what Jesus is attempting to bring about by dying upon the cross. And so as we come to this mystery of the hour, we recognize Jesus as the Son of God. He was God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. And we know that was the sin of Satan. Satan wanted to be God. He was reaching for more. And we have a lot of men and women today imitating Satan in making themselves God. God sends us life. And we're making the decision that little life can't participate with us in our community. They don't belong here. We're playing God. Not even God does that. So we're not even doing a good job at being God. Because when we play God, people get hurt and die. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and He didn't deem equality with God something to be grasped at like Adam in the garden was grasping for the more, Eve grasping for the more. It's not ours to have because we're not God. And that's not a put down. I don't feel put down by being told I'm not God. There's a freedom in that. I'm a creature. So brothers and sisters, look to the humility of Christ, learn from the example of Christ, and maybe even learn to be a little humble in the face of truth. Humility before truth. The truth of my neighbor when he or she hurts me. Being a little humble instead of getting on a high horse and starting to strike back and cause a ruckus and start trying to beat back and harm the other, meet evil with evil. All of these things Jesus is attempting by His humility and death on the cross to defeat that and make another response possible. That even as my enemy might strike me, and it's not easy, it's tough, I might actually even love them. Right? That's what Jesus says in the gospel. Love your enemies. Whoa. That's what we're after, brothers and sisters. Because when God came among us, He didn't deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Teaches us that we have no business reaching out and trying to be God when God Himself didn't do it. But we still have something to learn from Him, which is He puts our relationship with Him on the foundation of freedom. So that at least opens up the possibility of all He wants from us, which is our love.